Moncrief on News Talk.
First, though, finding a place to live, as you know, is difficult enough. But finding a place that's pet friendly can be close to impossible. Something that James Keaty and his partner Teresa Fernandez know all too well. They've three dogs, and the difficulty in finding a dog friendly home has reduced them to living in their car. They've been doing this for the last 2.5 years. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
So if we can go back to the pandemic, as I understand it, you and your partner, Teresa, were living together at that point. And then from a job point of view, disaster struck for the two of you.
Yes. Well, Sean, I'm sorry if I get upset. I don't mean to, but just reflecting can be quite hard. Yes, the COVID basically has destroyed our lives, everything that we have. All work ceased during COVID. Teresa was manager of the biggest cinema in the country. I was working in logistics, route planning and driving as well. So everything stopped. So we were private renting at the time in Dublin with our three dogs. And although there was a cease put on evictions at the time, it didn't. The rent kept accumulating, so there wasn't enough incomings to manage the outgoings. So we were in serious arrears by the time COVID finished and we were able to go back to work. So eventually we had to vacate the property because we basically didn't have enough money to pay what we had accumulated during COVID. So we took our dogs and we private rented in, but using whatever little money we had and from our wages in Longford. And beautiful family down there took us in, no problem with the pets. That was in January 2023, I think. And after 3 months, then they decided that they wanted to put that cottage up for Airbnb, which was completely fair. So we left their property with nothing, and we decided that we would stay in the car because we couldn't find it at that. On that particular day when we left that place in Longford, there was 84 properties in the whole of the country on DAFT for private rent. That's regardless of pets or anything else. So we had no chance. So I came back to where I'm originally from, Palmerston, and I thought it'd be safe. So we said, look, we'll ride it out in the car because at no point would we ever consider giving up our dogs. They're our family. Teresa never had the opportunity to have children. And they were our family. The oldest dog, Buggy, Teresa got when she was 2 months old in New York. She lived in New York with her. She lived in L.A. She paid thousands to get her quarantined, brought her over to Ireland in 2016, and she's been with us ever since. So we never envisaged that. We've spent 3 Christmas days in that car. Just no opportunity to get out of it.
And James, like where you parked the car in Palmerstown, did that prove to be safe? Was that kind of secure enough even from that point of view?
It wasn't always safe. The car has been attacked a few times. Mainly, I've had some terrible illnesses as a result of sleeping in the car. It's only a small Renault Twingo, which is smaller than a Renault Clio. I'm 6'3". And where we sleep, I sleep in the driver's side, Teresa sleeps in the passenger side, Boogie sleeps at her feet, Luna sleeps in the back seat, the small back seat, and then Barclay has the ensuite, the boot, as we call it. But due to lack of circulation, I developed deep vein thrombosis. So I was brought up as an inpatient in Dallas Hospital for 31 days. And then it developed onto pulmonary embolism by 2 clots in each lung. So I'll be on morphine for the rest of my life. I don't mind that if it means staying alive. So went back to the car and to answer your question, a couple of times the car was attacked with glass bottles and iron bars. Teresa has video evidence and everything of this. Like attacking a woman on her own in a car with 3 dogs is just not acceptable. So we just felt helpless.
And what did you do? And during all that time, you know, what did you do about showers and that kind of thing?
Well, there's a great place in Dublin City Centre called the Capuchin Centre. So I would basically get up in the morning. I'd walk, I think it's 5.25 miles from Palmerstown into the city centre. And thank God that the government brought in the deposit return scheme. If there was no cars passing or no one around, I'd put my head and hand into a bin and I'd collect whatever empty cans or bottles I could on my walk in to the city centre. I'd have my shower. The distribution centre give out meals every day. At that time, they were giving 2 meals a day for anybody who wanted them. But unfortunately now, it's reduced to 1 due to the sheer volume. So I would take a cup of soup off them and I'd bring containers. And I would bring the 2 meals back to the car and whatever money I made in cans and bottles, that would pay for dog food, etc. So that's where I'd have my shower. Teresa would go to a place called Jane's Place on Pierce Street. It's for females only. And they're brilliant. They give counselling services and everything. So basically, one of us had to be the car at all times with the dogs. We wouldn't ever leave the car or them unattended.
So that kind of ate up most of your day, I would imagine, because a lot of walking.
Most of the day. The only time, our best time of the day was, we call it movie night. So thanks to an absolute wonderful woman behind us in Palmerstown, Deborah Kenny is her name. She's actually a co-founder of My Lovely Horse Rescue. She gave us a 25-metre extension cord from her shed over her back wall into the car. You know the ones that you wind up? So there's 4 outlets on it. We charge our phones. We had a kettle so we could fill hot water as long as cold, and a George Foreman and to make sandwiches. And basically, that's kept us alive, along with the help of people like Help Our Homeless, with having a private family. Just they bring down meals. When I'm in hospital, they bring down hot meals to Teresa. And just the work they do is just incredible. But if it wasn't for those types of people, we genuinely would not be alive today.
Because I must have got... For 3 years, I must have got seriously cold some nights in that car.
Three Christmas days, John, we spent in that car. I'm sorry to get a bit emotional, but yeah, 3 Christmas days. And during the cold days, Simon Community were brilliant as well. They bring out sleeping bags all the time. So you'd tuck your feet in. We have a routine under the sleeping bags. Try and get it up as far as possible over your head. Give the dogs the hot water bottles. And... some nights I'd have to put a pair of socks over my gloves even if it, our fingers would be that cold.
Yeah.
But look, we made it through it. And I spent a month in Tala Hospital just this December. I got out on Christmas Eve. I developed another illness as a result of being in the car called ventricular tachycardia, which is a dangerous heartbeat. So they put a loop recorder in my chest on Christmas Eve and I was discharged for Christmas. During that time, Teresa had enough. She said, I'm going to contact social media. We are private people. We try to keep it from our families, from everybody, because we don't like to burden anybody. But after I got out on Christmas Eve, the loop recorder got infected. So I had to come back in on the 2nd of January and get it removed due to serious infection. And that's when she contacted social media and brilliant people like that and who highlighted our story. And now for the last 2 weeks we're in the hotel in Conf, thanks to the generosity of people. They set up a GoFundMe and they've raised some money for a temporary roof over our head. Now we decided to stop the GoFundMe and shut it down when we got enough money to pay for this hotel, but that's only going to last for the next 8 weeks or so, and then we're back in the car. So we've no idea what will happen.
Yeah, and all this time, James, I assume you have been looking for a place to live. And is it always the dogs that's the problem?
It's the dogs. But when we were looking to private rents, when we were still had the ability to work and go back to work and no illnesses at all. Yes, it was always the dogs that was the pushback. But since then, due to Teresa has her own medical issues, she's now been diagnosed with diabetes, high blood pressure, like severe anxiety. Like, obviously, you can imagine all these things accumulate. So the longer it went on, the worse it got. And we just don't see an end in sight.
But you obviously want to keep the family together, you, Teresa, and the dogs.
We ought to get a chance to get married, which we were in the process of doing when COVID hit. And excuse me, I apologize. And just get back to work and contribute to the country, or we get back to the car and we Dieting with Pepsi.
James, we wish you the very, very best, and think something must change in your situation, obviously. James Keaty, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Apologies for it. Thanks a minute.
No apologies necessary for that. How 2.5 years, 3 Christmas days living in your car.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.